Guests on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Greetings. Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and I'm going to begin with an article today. I don't want to take any time to delay. This is out of sensorreceptor.news.com. Sensorreceptorsnews.com. Pfizer whistleblower Melissa McAtee says COVID vaccines can glow blue, and they likely contain luciferase, graphene oxide, nanotech, and parasites. This was an interview with Pure Media Australia, Melissa McAtee. She went viral with this. This is October 25th, 2022. SensorReceptorNews.com. I was scribbling out notes before the program, trying to get my bearings here. She said that she's one of the most banned speakers. She's a former Pfizer employee. She described why she's coming out and whistleblowing. She had an interview in 2021 with Project Veritas, and she made it clear that human fetal stem cells were used in the development of Pfizer's COVID injections. And she reveals that her belief that Pfizer's COVID vaccine vials also likely, which is now proven, contain luciferase, parasites, nanotechnology, and graphene oxide. Now, with the graphene oxide, it could be actually graphene hydroxide, which means little tiny razor blades in the product. She said that under the right light, Pfizer's vaccines, they glow with an eerie blue light. She said, my first day dealing with it, I noticed it glowed immediately. She told Pure Media Australia hosts, referring to the mRNA COVID injections. I didn't like that considering one of the quote unquote conspiracy theories was that luciferase was in it, which is a bioluminescent compound that causes a glow. They get this from fireflies, things of this nature. Now, why would they put this in this COVID inoculations, vaccinations? We're going to talk about why, what one of the reasons would be. You know, let me go on. She worked as a manufacturing quality auditor for Pfizer prior to coming out as a whistleblower. She claims that luciferase is a light-producing enzyme that's found in certain luminous marine and terrestrial microorganisms, fireflies, and is responsible for the blue glow of the Pfizer COVID vaccines. It's usually used in testing of products such as vaccines, to where they can track within the cells of the body. So they use it for tracking in the cells of the body. They also use, radioactive dyes. You go into for certain procedures, there's blockages, there are tumors. They want to highlight the size of the tumor, the location of the tumor, how extensive, how big the cancer or tumor is, so they can use radioactive dyes. Well, this is probably cheaper. And there was Pfizer claimed that it wasn't there, that this didn't exist. There was nothing, this bioluminescence was not in the product. And she said, if it's not luciferase causing the glow, if it's not graphene oxide, what is it? She found one type of luciferase that is called dinoflagellate and claims that something that's come out with the Pfizer patent of the vaccine is that it turns your double helix, your DNA, into a triple helix. And I've talked on previous programs, we Homo sapiens have a double helix. And a Homo sapien that has a triple helix will be considered to be non-Homo sapien. It will be an additional, there will be to our DNA a change or something added to the DNA. We've been cloned through the swab that goes probably 6 inches in toward the back of the skull. And they know that they have fly DNA in those swabs. And this was a cloning project to clone Homo sapiens into post-Homo sapien. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended it. The PE Gun Show, November 12th and 13th, will feature firearms giveaways both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and daily firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Shit.
So anyhow, she goes on to say that she found that one type of luciferase called dinoflagellate, something that comes out with the Pfizer patent of the vaccine is that it turns your double helix DNA into triple helix. Online research, it's possible to find the term RNA that induces triple helix information. And some variations of the above excerpt were found. See, there's the fact checker. And these people want to fact check, not to prove something correct, but to fact check to see if something is correct so they can change it. But they can't, because we're at the end of the world. Everything that's being done in secret is being found out. They can no longer fact check to take a truth to turn it to a lie. That's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. And they don't have any say over the matter. God demands that they disclose the evil that they're doing. They don't like it, but that's what Lucifer does. Lucifer doesn't want you to know that he's the devil. He doesn't want you to know that he exists. He doesn't want you to know that he is responsible for all the murder and death and suffering in the world, has been and will continue to be so until Christ locks him up for 1,000 years, and at the end of 1,000 years releases him for a short period of time and then throws him into the lake of fire. And the children of the devil that follow him and worship him in the lake of fire forever. They will never, ever escape that fire. Eternally, never. I don't care what those who believe in universalism, they think that a merciful God could only be a monster if he would allow that kind of suffering for eternity. No, no, he's not the monster. The devil is the monster, and his children are the monster. So there is an eternal punishment for these type of individuals that create this kind of evil to destroy the DNA of mankind that was created by God in the Garden of Eden when he created Adam, and now they want to destroy a double helix and make it a triple helix, or they might want to add even more. So anyhow, fact checkers. You got to watch the fact checkers. They need to be fact checked. Now, there is a possibility that there is, through these vaccinations, the way to take a double to a triple helix formation. Now, regardless of whether or not in the article continuing, again, I'll give you the name of the website. SenseReceptorNews.com, October 25th, 2022, Pfizer whistleblower Melissa McAtee. SenseReceptorNews.com. I'm sorry, SenseReceptorNews.com. Whether or not Pfizer, Moderna's COVID are indeed altering people's DNAs to form folds, that she says that all the products she's dealt with anywhere on the planet, people have been for 50 years, they've never seen anything that looks like this ever. Nothing that looks like this. And she went viral on this, and she wanted it to be clear. She wanted it to people to understand that this product creates a faint glow, yellow or blue. The product also moves like mercury, more like mercury than water. It's kind of thick, but it moves in a weird way. It doesn't fully separate. She says that these injections likely have graphene, I think it's hydroxide, in them. The man that studied this, whatever this graphene oxide, German, he was murdered about a week after he came forward with his studies. He worked with graphene oxide in Europe. He was one of the top individuals that understand what graphene oxide did. He worked for the company that made this stuff, and he believes it's graphene hydroxide, meaning one atom thick, which we mentioned earlier in the first segment, one atom thick, but it was like razor blades, and it goes through the system, cutting the arteries, causing bruising. Then you have the luciferase, and what it does is it causes things to light up in you, glow. So these are atoms, carbon atoms, arranged in a hexagonal lattice. Now, McAfee doesn't seem to have any concrete evidence there's graphene oxide, but she may not, but there's another microbiologist and nutritionist, Robert O. Young, and he had a lab scientist, Pormina Wag, and she said that her colleagues have also found reduced graphene oxide in thousands of vials they've tested. So, the former Pfizer employee stated that the fibrous clots that are discovered in the dead bodies of those who have been vaccinated against COVID, these clots could be from graphene oxide. They could be a bad reaction to the vaccines that have this kind of technology in them. Now, in this interview that, again, went in October a year ago, in October 2021, with Project Veritas, she said that also she found fetal cell line emails between Pfizer employees basically discussing the fetal stem cells that were being used in these injections. And one employee writes, HEK293 T cells are used to make the COVID injection, the vaccine. They're ultimately derived from aborted fetuses. On the other hand, the Vatican, Francis, the doctoral committee confirmed that they consider it acceptable for pro-lifers to be immunized. Pfizer official statement couches the answer well and is what should be provided to an outside inquiry. So the HEK293T, the T stands for, or it stands for human embryonic kidney experiment 293. So a kidney experiment, KHE, kidney experiment. The T stands for cancerous. So this gives you, just to begin with, now, I'm going to go to another article. And this next article is out of beforeitsnews.com on the 31st, Halloween Day. Hotel California type of a day. Human body scanned at airports for luciferase, proof of vaccination. And I'm going to just abbreviate this for you. There's a gentleman who was in China, and he needed to get out of China before the lockdowns began. So he gets out of China, and he ends up in Georgia. His name is Victor Hugo, like the old books, the writer years ago. He's out of China. He escapes, beats the lockdowns. But once he gets into the old Soviet Georgia, he cannot leave. And he was offered, you know, to get out of there, to get back home to America, to Empire. He was offered fake passports or a fake card stating that he had received the vaccination. Well, he decided he didn't want to do that. He's a gentleman with integrity. He wasn't going to do that. And so he's still there in Georgia. The other people that paid $100 to get these fake cards stating that they had the vaccination, they get to the airport, and guess what happens? They don't care about the card. They take you, make you roll up your sleeve. They have a blue light, like a flashlight, and they start scanning your arm where the injection supposedly was to take place, and it glows green or blue. And then they have the proof that you did receive the vaccination. The others who had the fake vaccination cards, they couldn't find any proof that they had the luciferase in them. They didn't glow. And so they immediately, some of them, immediately, without their consent, against their will, inoculated them. So if you're planning on traveling, you better really think about it. Because if you get to a third world, second world country, you may not get back to spend the rest of your days living here in empire. So this is what they're doing. To prove that you have the vaccination, they have injected you with a bioluminescent chemical that they get from God's creation, the fireflies. They inject it in you, and you don't need a ID card or a vaccination card. All they need is a flashlight, blue light, ultraviolet light of some kind, and they can tell whether or not you are lying to them. Now, in Canada, there are some in Calgary, there are some strange lights, and they have some kind of a, they could be blue light or something of that nature. So at nighttime, if you're walking around and you've been vaccinated, and some of the vaccinations actually have this luciferase that travels through your system. It doesn't necessarily sit in one place. Well, some people, I think they have spots in their head where this stuff has gone through the system and found a place to nest. So you're walking around at night, and you may have part of your body glow. This type of technology is not normal. This technology came in from another kingdom, from the kingdom of darkness. It came in from Lucifer and the fallen angels and given to the demons, and mankind is opening portals and getting this type of information from another dimension and using it in our dimension for control, for death, and many other reasons. Now, going back to what I was saying also, children that are born to individuals that have been vaccinated, one or two vaccinations, the NIH does not consider these children to be human. They are non-human. These are the babies born to these individuals that have been vaccinated. We're going to continue along this line. You need to know the truth. You want to know the truth. The truth is going to make you free, and you're going to see the evil in the world. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360 KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
This is out of, this is the, what I'm presenting to you is from the National Institute of Health. Individuals that have had the vaccination, and I hope I'm speaking to an audience that have never, that are not really part of the listening audience. Hopefully we can expand to you individuals who have been vaccinated, to those that are conservative, that have been vaccinated, there's no condemnation. To those that are not normally the listening audience, if you've been vaccinated, you, your wife, your lover, male, female, and you have a child, and if you were a male and you get pregnant, to that world, I'll say this, if you're a male and you get pregnant, the child that you're going to give birth to is not going to be considered to be human. I'm mocking you people that think this way. And those that females that do get pregnant, the child that you give birth to, according to the National Institute of Health, is not a human being, is not a homo sapien. That child is, according to the National Institute of Health, non-human. The individuals that have been swabbed, this was a cloning procedure. You have been added, what has been added to your DNA is an additional DNA introduced through the DNA of a fly, certain flies, the green fly, I think it's called. You have been cloned. you are no longer considered to be Homo sapien. You are a cloned individual. This was not, the PCRs were not a test. It was a procedure to add DNA to you close to the brain blood to the brain to break the blood-brain barrier. Those that have been vaccinated, this vaccination was not to protect you from a virus. This vaccination was a procedure to change your DNA to add something to you that is harmful to you, to make you sick, to change you into another species. You are no longer Homo sapien. You are, according to defense documentation, they have been doing this type of technology inoculations to members of the military since 2005, and through the vaccination, what has been added to the individuals who have received those vaccinations is properties that have changed your DNA structure. You are also considered to be non-human. The term the government uses, the Department of Defense, is Homo Borg Genesis. Homo Borg, meaning not human, something synthetic, something created, but not born just via a woman, but something now added to you, the beginning of something, and what is beginning in your system is going to, down the road, make you ill, may kill you, may change you. Time is going to tell. You are no longer a Homo sapien, what we consider human. You are now Homo Borg Genesis. Now, I was talking, a caller called in this morning with Joe, Sonia, Jason. She mentioned something that I had stated on one of my programs here about 6 weeks ago. No, it was longer than that. It was right when Roe versus Wade, when that reversal. Now, I have studied the changes via transhumanism over the last 20 years. Pieces are falling together. The companies that create, well, let me back up just a second. I've talked about in these vaccinations, there has been in some of the batches DNA from Nephilim. There's also been found DNA from Homo sapien. Nephilim were the creatures at the time of Noah that were destroyed in the flood. They were half human, they were half angel, fallen angel. With that DNA, they have found some of this in the vaccinations, some of the batches of the vaccinations. So the people that have received the vaccinations have the DNA of angels. And now the creatures before Adam, they also had the DNA, I believe, of fallen angels in them also. These creatures prior to Adam, they have now found the DNA also of these creatures in some of the vaccinations, some of the batches of the vaccination. So now you have the DNA of creatures prior to Adam and half angel, half human creatures at the time of Noah. And because these are government experiments, are those creatures going to be protected by laws? Because they're actually laboratory experiments, Something, somebody has to have a patent on all of this. Neanderthal man, patents to protect Neanderthal man when the DNA is found in humans, or the Nephilim, the DNA found in humans. Are there going to be laws passed to protect these creatures? Because they are a multi-species. Then you have now these creatures that are being created. Now, you heard of, I talked about the black-eyed children. These black-eyed children, do they have a human soul? Yes. Do they have a soul, I should say? Yes. Do they have a human spirit? No. In other words, they are not like we. We have three parts to our being, a body, soul, and spirit. These have body and soul only. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality. 970-825-9305.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Not the age of Aquarius that is coming, It is the end of a period of time where Satan rules the world. The age is ending. The time, the 6,000-year period where Satan has controlled and ruled over the world, is coming to an end. It won't be the age of Aquarius. It is going to be the dawning of the kingdom of God's Almighty, the dawning of God's Almighty kingdom, when he will come, rule and destroy the wicked, shake the wicked from off the earth. Now, going back to, so you have the Neanderthal man, are they going to be protected, people that have that DNA? How about those that are part human and fallen angel because of what was in the vaccinations? Also, as far as the Nephilim, now with these creatures that are going to be born that are non-human, are they going to be protected in the womb because they are property of these pharmaceutical companies? When the Roe versus Wade was reversed, I really didn't buy into what everyone was ecstatic about. Yes, definitely, the abortion, the aborting of children is absolutely evil and it is sinful. Absolutely. But I had to think about the pharmaceutical companies in America. Internationally, there are no laws to prevent abortion, generally speaking. In America, there was these laws in place that allowed abortion. But now, I had to think, with the new species that is going to come into the world that are not human, would the pharmaceutical companies maybe want to reverse their thinking and actually be in favor of these anti-abortion laws so that they could keep these non-human creatures alive in the womb, keep them from being aborted? I had to believe that is true. So I think that eventually, you're going to see that parents or women who are going to give birth to these non-human children or to give birth to non-humans, these non-humans are going to be protected in the womb because they're they're property of pharmaceutical companies. They're patents. And the patents must be protected. As bizarre as this may seem, you watch. As bizarre as you may think this is, there is something in the book of Joel. There is an army at the end of the world, specifically, some kind of an army. And these, some people call them the army of God, Christians that will go through the earth and be victorious. No. Whatever this army is in Joel, I think it's chapter 2, this is an army of creatures that are not human. Genetically altered humans that were at one time Homo sapien but are no longer Homo sapien but are now Homo Borg Genesis. And the army admits they have been attempting to build Borgs, creatures to fight wars with the American military. They have these psychological programs, very, very sophisticated programs to send our men into war, and to psychologically give them the thought that it's okay to kill, to murder, to do whatever. But still they come back with psychological problems. God created the soul of man to be tender and sensitive to his fellow man. Unless they've given themselves over to Lucifer, Once they've given themselves over to Lucifer, they no longer have empathy. They're no longer compassionate. They're no longer tender to the fellow man. Their fellow man is a plague, a virus, is a problem, is a useless eater. So with these laws, these children that are going to be born that are non-human, there are patents, I believe, already in place. They must be protected. There is a plan for these children. I talked about black-eyed children. These black-eyed children, when they're come out of the womb, they already have immense strength. They're able to hold their heads up. They are very aware of what's going on around them. Some of them, not all of them. Some might be unique. They can hold their heads up. Within a year, they can crawl, they can climb. I mean, they can crawl probably even sooner than a normal child. But they are strong, extremely strong. Some are very intelligent. They have no empathy. I've watched some of the videos. They do not care. Children, six hours out of the womb, they're looking around. They're observing. They're learning. And they, what fascinates them is the camera. They don't care about the individuals holding them or the people talking to them. They're not interested. They're concerned and they're looking at the camera. They're trying to figure out the technology. They're not human. Something different about these type of children. They're all over the world. They're very distant from human beings. They are strange. They're odd. People that are around them as they get older. Back in the 80s, when they first began to appear, they just had a sense. Something about them was very frightening. Could it be because maybe they're from another kingdom or part of another kingdom? Another thing about some of these children, they don't have a sense or an allegiance or an affinity or, how would I phrase it, toward the God of heaven. And anything that would have been born through Satan's techniques would definitely not have any sense or any. They would have a sense. They would be lean toward the dark side, not the side of goodness, not the side of God. They would lean the opposite direction. Children that have been born that were partially Nephilim definitely would be from Satan's kingdom, and they would have a sensitivity to that world, not to the world of the Holy Spirit, but to the world of darkness. And some of these people these children seem to be to some degree telepathic. They know what you're thinking. They know what you're about. They're telepathic. They can read your mind. Something very strange about them. This is what is coming into the world. This is coming into the world like a hurricane descending upon an island. The island being the world, the hurricane. These individuals that are being born that are not human. What is going to happen in the future? We'll be back with Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado. Or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com.
Hey,
that's
excellent.
The letter J, Days Appliance.
All right.
Tommy here with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. With the holidays fast approaching, make sure to get your haircut appointment scheduled now so we can get you all cleaned up before Grandma and the Turkey Day. Speaking of turkeys, if you need a new knife to carve that bird, we've got you covered with an exclusive lineup of Revo knives. Lots of different everyday carry options. You're sure to find the one that fits your need. We're located on 4th and Garfield in Loveland at 970-617-2158. Or in Meade on I-25 and Highway 66 at 720-745-0783. And as always, live sharp.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, the Present Truth program. On Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And the live program streamed at all times. Most of the hosts have podcasts for the different shows, 1360khnc.com. And for those that support me for this program and support the program, thank you. Thank you. That help send your checks. Thank you very much. Now, because there have been some changes, from this point forward, If you want to support the Present Truth, just send your manner of support to make it out, make checks out or whatever, make it known to that it would go to Rick Rodriguez, care of KHNC. And it has to be Rick Rodriguez, care of KHNC, because if it's just Rick Rodriguez to KHNC, I can't get the mail. It'll go back to you and you'll have to resend it. So it would be Rick Rodriguez, care of KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown 80534, Johnstown, Colorado 80504. I'm sorry, yeah, 80534. So, I know that you're probably not going to sleep well tonight. It's okay. Have a good dinner. Have some turkey, and you will sleep just fine. We'll see you tomorrow for the final program of the week. Podcasts are 1360khnc.com. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.